Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
So many positive things are happening with regards to Israel, both in Israel and particularly in America's relationship to the nation of Israel. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, our Covenant Journey group has just returned from Israel. This is the fifth group that we took to Israel this year. We've now had so many different students from around the country, lots of different colleges and universities represented, and these are the cream of the crop that go to Israel for a spiritual experience where their faith is strengthened, and they get a chance to see Israel and its borders for themselves without the filter, Matt, of the media that wants to talk about occupied territories, or the 67 borders, or apartheid. It's none of that when you go actually visit the land of Israel.
Yeah, and these students that go, they come back and almost invariably say that this was a life-changing event, and they're actually there to see Israel, the freest nation in the entire Middle East, where even Arabs have more rights than in any other Middle Eastern country. But what a trip. An amazing opportunity to be able to go to the Holy Land and see the places that Jesus walked, where he spoke, where, you know, it really, it's the center of the world, according to Scripture, and the Covenant Journey opportunity is just an amazing one.
But, you know, it's so encouraging to see, these millennials, you know, when we talk about millennials, you know, there's not always a positive, but these millennials, their lives are being changed through this program. I know on a recent trip, they gave you a card, Matt, and they put different little words of encouragement on there. And you could just see from that card how all of the lives of these students have been changed because of this one trip. And that's going to go with them through the rest of their life and into our future for this country.
Yeah, these are Christian college age students. They're from all different perspectives of careers and education. Some people think, well, it's mostly religion students. No, that's the minority, the vast mm-hmm. minority. These are mathematicians, engineers. These are through all the different sciences. We have, in the next year, we'll have our first PhD in physics individual who will finish his PhD a year from now as our Covenant Journey alumni. They're from all different kinds of perspectives and incredibly skilled IT and various kinds of technology, business, economics, you name it. They're from all these different perspectives. And yet, God has ultimately impacted their hearts. And these individuals are not our future leaders. They're our current leaders. Mm-hmm. In fact, one of them that was on that trip that you were talking about, she was raised in a home with a Muslim father and a mother who became a Christian. She taunted her mother. And then she began to see the difference between her mom, after she gave her life to the Lord, and her dad, who was a Muslim and still is a Muslim. Mm. She ultimately became a Christian as well. And the dad then sought to do harm and violence and kill them. They had to end up getting a restraining order against him. She came from that kind of an environment. For her to be able to experience Israel, she said, "You have saved my faith."
Oh, wow.
And because it strengthened her faith to be able to be in the land and literally walk where Jesus walked. And in some of the cases, it's exactly the place where Jesus would have been. Not hypothetically, not traditionally. This is where Jesus would have been. We go to Caesarea Philippi, where Jesus took a 30-plus mile hike through the woods with his disciples, which would include more than just the 12, and it would include all the others that would follow him to Caesarea Philippi to take them into the epicenter of paganism and ask them the critical question, who do men say that I am?
Uh-huh.
And then when Peter confessed that he was the Messiah, the Son of the living God, Jesus ultimately says, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell, or Hades, will not prevail against it. That was the place that paganism designated as the gate of Hades, the gate to the underworld, to hell. Jesus walked into the epicenter of paganism and ultimately boldly proclaimed that the Church of Jesus Christ will prevail. So it's so powerful to go in these places. In fact, we were just in Washington, D.C. We have about 20 right now in Washington, D.C. that are working in the nation's capital, and they're working in all different kinds of areas in the nation's capital. They're all over the world, frankly, at this point, but 20 of them are about in the nation's capital. And we had an evening dinner and get together for some of them. We had some other individuals who had never met our Covenant Journey young people, and I brag about them all the time and so happy about what God's doing in this generation. And they were able to see for the firsthand experience the incredible Christian spirit and the absolute in-depth conversation that we had from so many different perspectives. God is raising up a generation. Let me tell you, don't get discouraged by what you see. Yeah, there's negative things out there. There's things that are concerning out there. But God doesn't need the 30,000 in the army. He just needs the 300, like in Gideon's army. Right. He doesn't need to match person for person to go up against the adversary. You know, Gideon's army had 30,000 people. God didn't want 30,000. Why? Because then if they had ultimately won that battle, guess who would take credit for it?
Right.
Gideon and the army. But God said, I want to do something impossible. I just want 300 people who are sold out, ready to go, put their life on the line. And with 300, I can rout the 30,000 or 60,000 or however many it'll be. God doesn't need to match person for person, army for army. He just needs people that are sold out. And like the scriptures say, one will put seven to the flight.
Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing. God is raising up a generation of men and women who are more talented. And I'm telling you from firsthand, much more talented than my generation, much more on fire for the Lord than my generation. It's hard to believe, I know, but I'm telling you, it's happening. And we get a chance to work with them, live life with them, minister to them, strengthen the Christian faith of that generation.
But, you know, as iron sharpens iron, you see these students, you know, they're immersed in this 10-day experience with 40 other students that all love the God, that are seeking Jesus, that are worshiping Jesus, that are asking questions about Jesus, in-depth questions, you know, so that iron sharpens iron. They walk out of there with a life-changing experience because they've experienced each other too.
Yeah. And Matt, you mentioned that, you know, Christ and his disciples walking into the seat of paganism and saying the gates of hell will not prevail. And scripture says there's nothing new under the sun, and the words Christ spoke and the truths that he spoke are no less relevant and true today than they were then. People tend to think of Israel as ancient, and these are ancient scribe, you know, doctrines, and you know people even say, oh, it's in some 2,000-year-old book and all that. But the words are just as true, just as relevant today, and the spiritual battle that was occurring then is alive and well today between paganism and truth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, one of the things that happens when I do the spiritual teaching on this, I talk about God's faithfulness and miracles and against all odds that Israel still exists and it's still an identifiable people and they have an identifiable living language and so many other things. And when you look at the history of Israel coming from Egypt and Assyria and Babylon and so many different countries, world powers that wanted to literally wipe them out, including Nazi Germany, and yet here they are out of the ashes of the Holocaust, a nation arises, and it has become not only a nation that survives against all odds, but a nation that is a world leader. The only way that that can happen, especially when you go back and look at the prophecies, it's what God said would happen. It doesn't necessarily happen on your timetable, but I can tell you what, when God says it, when the Word of God speaks it, you can go to the bank that it will happen. And that strengthens the faith of anyone. Israel itself is a modern living miracle. God's miracles didn't stop at Calvary. It didn't stop when he rose from the dead. They continue on. And it's the same Jesus, as the scriptures say, the same God yesterday, today, and forever. You can go to the bank and count on it. God has a plan for your life. He has a plan for Israel. Go to our covenantjourney.org website. This is a ministry of Liberty Council. It's a 501c3. Contributions to it are tax deductible. I encourage you to partner with us in Covenant Journey. You can pledge regular monthly support to Covenant Journey. And it literally is a transformative ministry to Christian college age students who are leaders, not future leaders, leaders now. They'll be incredible leaders in the future, but they are leaders now. You want to impact the world? You can do it through Covenant Journey, covenantjourney.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.